Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Vilas County government has about 200 cyber attacks on their system every day. That information was reported by Vilas County Information Technology Director Mike Dunning to the Public Property Committee recently. Dunning said they try to have county staff recognize what to look for in cyber attacks during a 10-minute training video. He says they have systems to block ransomware-type cyber attacks, but he says even if one wrong email is clicked, it can cause a major problem. Dunning identified three critical expenditures he wants in the 2020 budget, including $131,000 for cloud for 5-year backup storage, $190,000 for cloud backup, and $9,500 for internet equipment upgrades. The committee supported more than $300,000 in backup protection of county systems. And authorities say an accused sex offender tried to make arrangements to pick up a 10-year-old boy for sex more than 24 times during a text conversation. He didn't realize he was talking to an undercover police officer. James Ament has pleaded no contest to child enticement in a plea agreement with Lincoln County prosecutors. He had left his phone number in a Merrill City Park restroom last August, and two kids called. They told police he asked them for sex. And a southern Wisconsin man says he regrets forgiving the drunk driver who killed his wife 15 years ago. Toby Kubler met Nathan Leopold while he was in prison and gave his approval when then the man was up for his early release. Leopold is scheduled for sentencing today in Greene County for being drunk again when he caused a wreck that left 70-year-old David Leck dead. Kubler says he feels partially responsible for Leck's death. Chippewa County Sheriff James Kowalczyk says 34-year-old Richie German Jr. may have been trying to copy the kidnapping of Jamie Kloss last year. German is accused of killing four people and himself at two locations Sunday. Investigators say they found items in his car suggesting he planned a similar crime to the one in Barron County last October. German had texted 24-year-old Lily Vang seeking a personal relationship, but she replied that she did not know him. He killed her and wounded her parents after also killing his mother, his brother, and an 8-year-old nephew. And a study conducted by the Marquette Law School finds almost 3,000 Illinois residents are moving to Wisconsin each year just from the Chicago metro area alone. The cost of living in Illinois is said to be a driving factor for those moves. Most of the new Wisconsin residents are winding up in the southeastern part of the state, attracted by shorter commutes and lower basic living expenses. And a driver for the Milwaukee County Transit System pulled her bus to the curb when she saw a child wandering down the street at 4:40 in the morning. Cressida Neal says the boy was barefoot, scared, and crying, so she got him on the bus and called police. It turned out that the child had wandered away from his grandmother's house. 5.5 hours later, bus driver Cecilia Nation Gardner found a small girl walking alone in Cudahy. Those two incidents earlier this month mean MCTS employees have now rescued at least 12 lost or missing children since 2016. The weather forecast for the rest of the day: sunny with a high near 77. Tonight some fog, otherwise mostly clear, low 48. Thursday sunny, high near 81. Thursday night clear with a low around 57. Friday and Saturday sunny with a slight chance of afternoon showers each day with a high near 80 degrees. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.